start, I want to acknowledge my co-author, Dr. Malcolm Morrison, who's a physiologist with me at the Ag Canada station in Ottawa. We've been doing some work with a series of old to new cultivars, and starting off with just looking at genetic gain. Our estimate of genetic gain over this period, about 50 years, was 11 kilograms per hectare per year. And we've continued on to look at some of the sources of that, and we found that new cultivars had higher photosynthetic rates, higher leaf area index maximums, and higher harvest index. We also looked at this series of cultivars under a range of planting rates, and we found that we were able to maximize genetic gain when we were using 3 to 4 times our commercial planting rates. And the genetic gain dropped off as the planting rates lowered. So we concluded that new varieties are more tolerant to the high planting density stresses. A lot more work has been done in corn, comparing a series of old and new hybrids of corn, and they found multiple stress tolerances in corn. So the new corn hybrids are more tolerant to higher planting densities, more tolerant to weeds, to low soil moisture, to low soil nitrogen, and to low temperatures during flowering. We wanted to extend our work with the old and new soybean cultivars to look at weed stresses. And there are basically two options. You can look at weed suppression, which is the ability of soybeans to reduce weed growth or weed biomass, or to look at reduction of weed seed production. And the second option is the weed tolerance, so the ability of soybeans to maintain yield under weed pressure. And most work has been done in this area, and we chose to work in this area, as primarily because it's easier to measure soybean seed yield than weed seed yield. That's my guess. So looking at weed tolerance in soybean, there have been some studies that have looked at easier measured traits like canopy development or plant height, and try to use them as indirect selections for weed tolerance. And it's been difficult to link some of these easier to measure traits to weed tolerance. When you grow variety trials under weedy and weed-free conditions, you almost always can identify some cultivars that yield better in the weedy conditions compared to the weed-free conditions. And there's been a number of those trials in the U.S. So our study here is to estimate genetic gain under weed pressure. We use 20 varieties. These are maturity group 0 and 00 varieties, released from 1934 to 2007, and we grew them for 3 years in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. We had weed control versus no weed control, so just natural weedy conditions. And it was in a strip split randomized complete block design where the weed control ran in one direction and cultivars were planted perpendicularly in the other direction. So it was the estimating the interaction was the most accurate part of this design. We used 3 replications, and then we also looked at genetic gain calculated under both weedy and weed-free conditions. Our hypothesis was that new cultivars would be more tolerant to weed stress. And we would see this as increased genetic gain under weedy conditions compared with the weed-free conditions. And we based this on the corn model, where the new hybrids were more tolerant to multiple stresses, including weed stress, and also on our previous work, where we found that new soybean cultivars tolerated higher plant densities more than old cultivars. So here are the results, the mean over all the cultivars first. We had 3 contrasting years. So 2006 was our high yield year with 3.2 tons per hectare, and 2007 was our low yield year, down to 1.9 tons per hectare in the weed-free conditions. And we ranged from 10% yield loss in 2006 to 80% yield loss in 2007, and 2008 was intermediate. You can see there were changes in some of the other agronomic traits, in most of them in fact, although they were not consistent. For example, with seed size, in 2 years, the weedy trials, the weedy plots had smaller seeds, but in 1 year the weedy plots had larger seed sizes. So we didn't have consistent changes in agronomic traits. Now this is the plotting of the weed-free cultivars on the left. And we had estimates of genetic gain from 12 to 16 kilograms per hectare per year, which are similar to previous reports. On the right then you see the genetic gain under the weedy conditions, and you can see that we under the 2006 here, the estimate of genetic gain was 14 kilograms per hectare, similar to the weed-free conditions. And as the weed pressure increased, our genetic gain estimates dropped. In 2007 here, we are only seeing 1 kilogram per hectare per year. And 2007 was the only year that we had a weed control or spray by genotype interaction. And you can see the interaction there in the contrasting weed controls. So this is a table looking more specifically at the weed loss and the genetic gain. And Slafer in 1991 did a review of weed improvement using international trials, and he stated that you should use relative genetic gain, which accounts for the mean yield of the environment, so that you can take the yield of the environment out of the picture and just get a percent per year. You can see in our two least stressed years that now we have equivalent relative genetic gain, but in our most stressed year, we're still having a reduction in genetic gain from the high weed pressure. So in conclusion then, when we look at weed tolerance, new cultivars are not more tolerant to high weed stress, in opposition to our original hypothesis. And in the organic community, it seems to be dogma to suggest that old cultivars that were developed before herbicides were used will be more tolerant to weeds in organic systems. And we did not find that. We did not see a negative genetic improvement rate, which we would have expected if old cultivars were more tolerant to weeds. In fact, as the weed pressure increased to high levels, new and old cultivars yielded similarly. So we do not see the similar effects with soybean that they've seen in corn. New soybean cultivars do tolerate higher plant populations, but they don't have multiple stress tolerances, in our case, weed stress tolerance, because we did not see new cultivars being better than old cultivars under our highest weed stresses. And I found another publication in the literature comparing old and new cultivars, this time under water stress, and they found a similar type of thing where new and old cultivars yielded similarly under water stress, but when you added irrigation, then the new cultivars outperformed the old cultivars. So we're not seeing that multiple stress tolerance in soybeans that we're seeing in corn. So in an attempt to try to explain these results, we looked at canopy development as percent green area. So we took overhead digital photographs, and then with software, we calculated the amount of green area in each photograph. And here we see the years separated out with the weed-free, which is just the soybean, and the weedy conditions, which is the soybean plus weeds. So if you do a horizontal comparison at a data collection point, you can get an estimation of the weed canopy. You can see 2007 in blue, we have a slower canopy development and this massive weed canopy that developed early on. And because of that, we couldn't even measure some of the agronomic traits in 2007. If we look at the linear canopy development rate during the vegetative period, using the first four or five data points, you can see here this is the canopy development over all the cultivars. And again, you're seeing that 2007 had a slower development rate. And when we look at all the individual cultivars, we are seeing that the newer cultivars have a slower canopy development rate over about the 75 years of development of soybean. We are dropping about 0.4 4% of greenness per day. And this is possibly part of the explanation why the new soybean cultivars are able to tolerate higher planting densities, but they're not able to tolerate the higher weed pressures. And with that, thank you, and if we have time for some questions.
Question, please.
There's a lot of resistant weeds coming up. Do you think breeders will start breeding for something that, if we can get tolerance to weeds, we're under higher weed pressure? Is that a possibility? I mean, I know you're showing old versus new. What approach would you take to breed something that would compete better with weeds?
Well, I think this is primarily of importance to organic production, where they have to tolerate some weeds. I don't think resistant weeds are going to be something that's tolerated. There's going to have to be a different strategy used. So I don't know that it's important in general for regular commercial production. For organic production, it's possibly important. However, no organic producer is going to tolerate 80% yield loss. And when we have intermediate weed stresses, the new cultivars are still more more superior than old cultivars. So it puts to rest that idea that you go back and get heritage cultivars for organic production. And you just test under the system that you want to produce them in, and you develop then the superior cultivars, I think.
Mm-hmm. What kind of weed control do you apply in the conditions? Use of chemical and mechanical?
In the weed-free conditions, we use the just commercial chemical weed control. Yeah, we didn't do any hand weeding. The weed control was adequate there. Yep.
Would you select for canopy development if you're developing a organic cultivar despite your results?
I don't think so, no, because under moderate weed stresses, there's just no point in worrying about it, I don't think. You just select for higher yield. I mean, organic producers use higher populations, so you're going to be gaining there, I think. New cultivars play better with each other. They don't tolerate weeds, but you can't have too many weeds.
Do you think there's a maintenance degree specifically for organic?
I'm not convinced of that yet, but I mean, there's studies going on that, so I guess the jury's still out on that one. Yep, back.
Do you think newer cultivars are less able to compensate for gaps in rows?
That's something that the maize people claim. I'm not sure about soybeans. I think soybeans are more flexible than maize, so it's not something that I've looked at. I think they're able to take advantage of those gaps in rows, even the newer cultivars. Yes? Yeah, I think that's possible. I'm not sure if it's worth the extra effort, though. I mean, you just select for yield, and as long as you have only moderate weed stresses, you're still going to identify superior cultivars for both production systems.
So what you're saying is just let the weeds grow, and that you would normally not in a conventional feeding scheme?
You can tolerate some weeds, yeah. You can tolerate as many weeds as probably a good organic producer can tolerate. Yes?
You did no weed control in your understanding. Would you think you would have gotten the same results if you'd done some kind of mechanical weed control that eliminates weeds earlier on the investment?
Yeah, I think if we had controlled some weeds, we would get in the, 10 to maybe 30% yield loss, and then we wouldn't have seen very much difference. We needed to go to the high stress environments to see the loss of superiority of new cultivars.